Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Welcome to the Steamed Apple. The hot weather returns today, with the five boroughs, Long Island, and New Jersey all under a heat advisory as temperatures skyrocket. All right, how bad's it going to get, AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg?
Kathleen, it's going to be pretty bad. The next 3 days, we're going to feature brutal heat and humidity across the area. Temperatures today will reach the low 90s, but AccuWeather real field temperature will be up near the 100-degree mark this afternoon when you combine that sunshine with the heat and the high humidity. But wait, it gets worse than that. It looks like we'll reach the peak of the heat tomorrow with more sun and clouds and a high of 96. Those real fields will probably approach 105, and it looks like one more day of this heat on Wednesday before finally breaking it on Thursday with a front sliding into the area with some showers and thunderstorms.
Now, the city is opening cooling centers. You can find a list at nyc.gov/beat the heat or by calling 311. And whatever the weather brings, stay with 1010 Winds for all the latest info. We'll get you through. It was a violent end to the Dominican Day parade in the Bronx yesterday. Four people shot, one stabbed in separate incidents. 1010 Winds' Amanda Alexandra has a story in this live report from the Grand Concourse.
Yeah, good morning, Kathleen. Yeah, it was supposed to be a day of unity, love, and joy, and it left people running for their life. Take a listen to Sienna. She spoke with Channel 7 Eyewitness News about the entire situation.
We heard gunshots and everybody running, so everyone just told us to go, and we started running with them.
As you said, it happens at the end of the parade, while folks were just lingering around on Grand Concourse, but the injuries just gruesome. All victims were about 19 and 23 years old. Police say one was shot in the stomach, another the neck, the last in his ankle, and the fourth victim stabbed in his buttocks. But for the most part, some folks speaking with Channel 7 again say the parade itself was peaceful.
I feel pretty safe.
Yeah, it's a very safe environment.
It was a safe environment. It was fun, but you know,
very safe.
Sometimes when too much people's outside, things happen.
And police say all victims are in stable condition, but they haven't made any arrests yet. Reporting live, Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Two parades, two independent mayoral candidates slamming each other yesterday. Andrew Cuomo was Grand Marshal of the Queens Columbian Day Parade, pointing to the corruption charges against Mayor Adams that were dropped by the Trump administration.
During his personal strife, he went and made a deal with President Trump to save himself at the cost of New Yorkers. And he put himself over the interest of New Yorkers.
Meantime, at the Bronx Dominican Day Parade, Adams slammed Cuomo for resigning the governor's office in the midst of sexual misconduct allegations.
I hung in there. I made a commitment to the city that I was going to serve as their mayor. He did not. He abandoned the state, and he stepped down from his role and responsibility.
Cuomo denies any wrongdoing. As the independent candidates vied to defeat Democrat Zoran Mamdani, Republican Curtis Sliwa saying he will not drop out to help him. The Guardian Angels founder, who lost to Adams in 2021, told CBS News the idea of candidates dropping out strategically to stop the Democratic Socialist is unrealistic and unfair. There's word of a cluster of Legionnaires' disease cases in Harlem. Five cases reported starting July 25th in the central Harlem area. Health department now testing water and cooling towers to see how it spread. Legionnaires is a severe form of pneumonia that can be deadly if not treated quickly. Outbreaks are often linked to air conditioning systems, hot tubs, water tanks, or drinking water systems. Most people do recover with antibiotics, but people over 50 or those who smoke or have chronic lung conditions have to be especially careful. Health officials say they should watch out for symptoms like cough, fever, and breathing problems. An 18-year-old man is recovering after he was wounded in a shooting in Brooklyn early yesterday. This happened just after 1 a.m. on Fulton Street in Ocean Hill. Sources telling 1010 Winds that the man was hit on the street outside 2100 Fulton Street and tried to go into the subway. He was taken to the hospital in stable condition. No word right now on what led up to the shooting or any description on the suspect. Putting up big numbers on guns, Mayor Adams announced more weapon seizures yesterday.
Just since the start of this year, NYPD has already moved over 3,000 illegal guns off our streets.
Now, Adams says almost 23,000 guns have been taken off the city streets since the start of his administration. Adams and NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch say that's led to a 54% decrease in shootings and a 36% drop in homicides. Adams also promised to keep working to get more police officers on the streets. In Queens, authorities are looking for a rapist. This happened early Saturday on 94th Avenue near 148th Street in Jamaica. Police say the guy knocked on the woman's door, found it unlocked, and walked in. Then they say he grabbed her kitchen knife and forced her into the bedroom where he raped her.
I don't know why somebody would do that. I hope they catch him. Did they catch him?
No.
I hope they catch him.
Neighbor talking to CBS 2 News there. Police say the suspect stole the woman's sheets, phone, and the knife, and then just ran. The victim was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Police are still working on a description of the guy. Arson charges for a Freeport woman in a fire that police say stemmed from a landlord-tenant dispute. Police say 54-year-old Bridget Hay set the fire in front of the victim's bedroom, damaging the floor. Another man put it out and called police. Neither of the men was hurt. She was arrested and charged with arson in the second degree and held for arraignment yesterday.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.